Hey, this is Behind the Grill with Jeff and Adam.
A podcast about living the life of a professional cook.
Because I don't care how many stars you have on your coat, you're still just a dirty cook.
In this episode, we talk about Valentine's Day and other nightmare holidays.
Also, this episode does contain explicit language, which may not be suitable for all audiences.
Okay, so we just got through Valentine's Day, so we're going to talk... We're going to start talking a little bit about Valentine's Day, maybe some other holidays, and just kind of, you know, I mean, you had an interesting one. Mine wasn't as interesting as yours. So let's start with yours.
How was
your
Valentine's Day? I don't know if good's a word.
I mean, I don't want your personal stuff. Just go ahead.
What? There's nothing personal about it. Well, so, you know, we were booked. We were 100% booked a week ahead of time. And, you know, and then you got the super special guys who 3 days before Valentine's Day call you up and try and make a reservation.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm an asshole because I don't have a table for him.
Well, you're an asshole anyway.
Because you figured out it was Valentine's Day 3 fucking days before the actual, you know, whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, we were 100% booked. And 8:15, full dining room. I've got about maybe 10 more reservations left for the night. The entire fucking town loses power.
Holy crap. Why? What happened?
Oh, it's fucking windy. I don't know. Like, seriously, it was windy. Like, it wasn't even like a...
Okay, I got you.
The whole fucking town.
Oh.
And everyone's like, well, what are you going to do? I just went out to the dining room and grabbed a chair, and I said, Happy Valentine's, everybody.
What'd you do with the
closing.
Chair?
I stood on the chair.
Oh, okay. I was just like,
pulled a full dining room.
I don't know if maybe you were chasing people out of the restaurant with it, like a lion tamer.
I was like, hey, guess what? We're closed. For your safety, I'm not going to continue cooking. So, yeah.
Cooking without a hood ranch.
It's dangerous.
You can blow up the kitchen. There's carbon monoxide. There's all sorts of
things. There's all kinds of bad things that happen. And one guy was like, you fucking kidding me?
I love that guy.
I said, no, I'm not. No, I'm certainly not. And so there you go. And then another guy like kept huffing and puffing, and I was like, "What? Well, you know, we certainly are not responsible for the town losing power."
Oh yeah, of course. But
I'll apologize for the town.
Town.
For
you.
I don't
have
know.
To.
I don't
yeah, exactly. Well, it's your fault no matter what.
It's my fault no matter what. I as the chef caused a 10-block radius to lose power. It's my fucking fault.
It was when you
back there and make me some beignets.
Yeah, it was when you plugged in that hand mixer.
We're totally off. Did I tell you? So we do first Thursdays, and it was Mardi Gras a couple Thursdays ago. So I write a Mardi Gras menu.
Oh, okay.
I was making beignets order.
Do you do
I just want you to know, so I don't have a fryer. So I was rolling and cutting beignets and then cooking them in like a pot with oil.
Wow. You know, every time I think you
I
come
hate
up
my
with
fucking
I,
self, I, apparently. I'm not
every,
happy with who
every
I am.
Every time you come up
and
with
I want myself to suffer.
Every time you do something
I'm
stupid,
serious.
I think I'm
I
like,
did
wow.
That. Yeah, I stole the crap out of them, too.
But dude, every time you
they
do something stupid, I'm like, I'm usually impressed and go, wow. But you seem to top it every time.
I'm good at that.
That's impressive.
I'm good at it. Listen, I'm good at something.
That's really
what I feel
impressive.
I'm good at is hurting myself.
Well, at least Valentine's Day, you got to say for Valentine's Day, at least it's not like the other big holidays. And we'll talk a little bit about those, too. But, you know, it's not like Mother's Day. Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
You know, that's painful. That's a prison rape. Talk about prison rapes. So I took my dog to the vet.
Oh, you know. For Valentine's Day?
Yeah, kind of. You know, it was for him. So I get him to the vet, and the assistant comes in, picks him up, puts him on the table, you know, and holds him. And the doctor, I hope it was the doctor, comes in and jabs his finger up my dog's ass. Now, the dog's looking straight at me and looks really embarrassed.
Everyone's embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed. The dog's embarrassed. The only one who wasn't embarrassed was
he smiling? The dog was smiling.
The dog wasn't smiling at all. The dog was like, oh my god.
Why is this happening? Valentine's Day?
Yeah, so we're all embarrassed.
Give some fucking chocolate after that?
Yeah, the only one who's not embarrassed is the guy whose finger banging my dog's ass.
Yeah, why is that happening?
He said he had...
Dogs get prostate exams?
No, he said he had to check the anal glands. Apparently they have glands in their anus. Aren't you glad you don't have
those? Well, I actually knew about that, but...
Aren't you glad you don't have those? Yeah, the dog felt dirty after that. I took him home, had to give him another bath.
I'd imagine it, yes.
Caught him in there putting lipstick on.
Yeah. You're somebody's father. That's not right.
Yeah, I know.
That's what you did for Valentine's Day for your dog?
Yeah. I got him prison raped.
Jesus Christ. Like, why don't you fucking give him a card at least?
I gave him a biscuit when we got home. Like, sorry, buddy.
He didn't want to look at you?
Oh, no. He was.
The dog's never going to look you in the eye again.
He was embarrassed. He was looking at me right at me in the eyes.
Yeah,
that.
Not again. That's over now.
If you've never seen a
Happy
dog
Valentine's
look embarrassed,
sweetie.
It's interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was that. Yeah, that
holy
was,
cow.
That was my big Valentine's.
Never mind. Mine went well next to that.
Yeah, nobody held you down at the table.
Right. They stared me in the eye while I was like, dude, that's awful.
Actually, The truth is, that's what every Mother's Day feels like.
That's true. Like Mother's Day, well, it depends on where you are. Some Mother's Day doesn't matter. Some. Like, if you don't do brunch, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, well, who doesn't do brunch on Mother's Day?
Well, if you're a foolish restaurant, you don't. Yeah. Because you do. That's a day you do it.
Yeah, you lose too much money.
Our Mother's Day, where we worked, that was awful.
Oh, that was terrible. So we would do, well, it was Mother's Day and graduation around a big university.
Right, and it was just...
And we would do about $1,200 for brunch, which is, you know, so, okay, so you got a full hotel, so you're going to do about $200 for breakfast.
Oh, God, it was awful.
Then you're going to do, like, $1,200 for brunch, and then you're going to do another $180.
I'm not feeling good about myself dinner. Just thinking about this.
You should never feel good about yourself.
Well, I don't.
But that's probably as close as you're going to get to being prison raped.
Jesus, that is really, it's like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's an awful experience.
Yeah, well, that's...
Everyone involved is just, it's all awful.
No, everybody goes home and drinks and cries.
Yes.
You know, that's how, you know, if you want to know why chefs drink, that's right there.
The best part of the day is if you were smart enough to buy a lot of beer before you got there.
Oh, God, yeah, because you just...
If you get home and you only got, like, a six-pack, that's not going to cut it.
No, you can't wash that kind of shame off.
No, you can't drink it down and can't do anything. Yeah, you just got to
hole up in a corner.
Right.
Drink beer and cry, and hope nobody tries to talk to you.
I always wanted one of those hazmat showers for those, like, at my house. Scrub myself down.
And that goes twofold, because not only are you totally ashamed of yourself, but...
Hey, you're disgusting.
Yeah, because you're not...
You work like 14 hours.
Well, see, that's another thing, is like when we talk about Valentine's Day, a lot of chefs call Valentine's Day amateur night.
Oh, it is amateur night.
Yeah. And because, why?
Well, because it's people who generally don't go out to dinner. Or if they do, it's like fucking Applebee's, right? So if they're going to come to a nice restaurant... This is the one day a year they do.
I just want to say one thing. There's a lot of cooks who work at Applebee's, okay?
Well, no, it's nothing
they're
against
still
Applebee's.
Cooks.
Let me tell you something. Yes. Well, sort of. They don't do this open stuff. They didn't have salt and pepper.
No, that's Cracker Barrel.
Well, you know, these guys are only going to sue us now, and I can't handle a lawsuit from Cracker Barrel, all right? So listen, you know what? I'm sorry.
Did you say Crackle or Cracker?
Applebee's? No, Applebee's is what we're talking about. Applebee's is the fine establishment.
Applebee's and Crackle.
Crackle Barrel is awful. Cracker Barrel is a fine establishment. Yes, we're done. Look at that.
There we go.
Legal team loves it. So anyway.
Do we have one of those yet?
We should. Oh my God, we should. That's gonna be our first hire, first employee is a fucking lawyer.
I wonder if we can get one of those deals, you know, like when you get arrested and can't afford a lawyer, would be appointed to you?
Podcast lawyer.
Do they do that in lawsuits?
Maybe. Tonight I'm gonna stay up till 3 a.m. The first lawyer commercial I see, that's our guy.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. So anyway, it's the one time a year. They like go out to a nice restaurant.
Mm.
And they just don't know what to do. Like a salad fork fucks them up. Like, well, why do I have two forks? Hey, waitress, you fucked up. I got two forks. Like, you know,
that's one of my things.
You know, and they're ridiculous. Oh, yeah. I had a lady for brunch.
I.e. the guy you had going, really? When you told me you were out of power.
The guy was mad. I'm, you know, right. I apologize to pound laws, poverty, you fucking jerk. But
anybody who's listening is clear, is you didn't charge anybody.
No. I comped everything. Even there were people who were on desserts, and I comped their entire meal.
Yeah. So okay.
Oh no. So I was sympathetic. I wasn't like a jerk about it. You know what I mean?
Unlike the guy in the dining
room. He was a jerk about it. But I had a lady for Valentine's Day brunch, who was just unhappy, and clearly doesn't go out.
There's a lot of that.
Like she was just up. Everything was pissing her off. And then she finished. We had a lot of interactions her and I, not face to face, but there's a lot of. The poor waitress had to do a lot. And then she got a creme brulee and wanted me to heat it. And I said no. Because if I heat it custard, you'll have curdled milk and some melted butter.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much. You'll have a broken, gross, and then I'm going to burn that? No, that's not going to happen. So I said no. And I really, listen, if you want to take a beautiful scallop dish that I made and literally
put it in a blender and eat it with a straw.
Pour fucking ranch dressing on top of it. And ketchup and suck it through a straw. Hey, you paid for it.
Sounds like Irish cuisine.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Well, pretty much. But it's
we won't put this one out until after I get back from Ireland.
What,
okay?
Irish cuisine?
Yeah.
Oh my God. But I love potatoes, though. That's
okay. Who doesn't like potatoes?
Huh?
Who doesn't like potatoes?
Maybe some non-Irish people, but I love fucking potatoes.
I love potatoes, too.
I can eat it as a food, though.
He must have hated that whole fathom thing. Oh, God.
Famine?
Yes.
Fathom. I can't fathom. There you go.
That's pretty good.
Anyway.
I can see that.
So.
I have the editing tools, by the way.
That's good.
I have control of all the
editing. Yeah, you get to edit yourself. Like, I say so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I say in vinaigrette. There we go.
Classic.
For some reason, that's still there.
Okay, I'll leave the fathom.
So.
Just to be fair.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I feel that's good. Yeah, she wanted me to heat the croup, and I said no.
Yeah.
And I rarely say no, because I'm like, it'll destroy it. It's not even that it'll taste bad. It just won't work.
I haven't worked in a place in years where you could say no.
She literally had the waitress come back, and she's like, she wants me to tell you this. She's taking a creme brulee home to go, and she's going to heat it the second she gets home, and she wants you to know that the reason she has to do that is because you said no. What the fuck?
I'll say no again.
Yeah, I'll say no again, lady. Like, you know what I mean? Just it's amateur night, and it's...
Oh, yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love the couples that, you know, maybe they're young, and it's their first time out, and all that stuff. I love that.
Right.
You know, because they take in the whole experience. And it means something to them. And I care that it means something. You know what I mean?
It means something.
I work hard I usually write very complicated menus. I work hard to make sure it's a good evening.
Why would you do that for Valentine's Day?
What do you mean, why?
Because people aren't...
I just said that.
Because you just get... No. Because it's amateur night.
It's boosted my own ego, really. It's not really.
That's always a good idea.
I mean, I just
stand in the back and stroke myself.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I
pay someone to do that. What do you mean, myself?
I'm like, so good.
No.
I'm such a good chef.
Yeah, I am when I write those menus. And then I'm making beignets to fucking order. And I'm like, wow, I suck at life. Like,
right,
why
am
I making beignets to order?
Oh, there's plenty of proof of that.
Right.
But
that's great.
Yeah,
thanks.
I know, but any chef. Did you see, I posted this, I didn't post it, I reposted it. A good friend of mine posted this thing about how, it was an article of this woman had written about how being a line cook ruined her.
I didn't read the article. I saw the post.
It is fantastic because everything she says is so true. She's talking about how she was a line cook and she worked, and then she got a part-time job as a writer, as a food writer, and then how she couldn't relate to other people or go to functions where she had to
You're institutionalized.
Well, how she didn't have clothing. She's like nine to five people aren't doing lines off of the back of a bathroom toilet in some dive.
Well, I'm not doing that
at 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah, well, you're a little bit older. I won't
older?
Say smarter.
No, I'm not older. What do you mean I'm older?
No, older than the woman who
wrote
the article.
Oh, she was. Right, okay.
Well, and older than you were.
What?
You can't tell me you never did that.
What?
Ran lines off the back of a toilet.
No, I never did cocaine.
Really?
No. Wow. Skipped it. I watched some guys some nice things happen to their lives because of cocaine, so early when I was young. So.
Okay. All right, that's a whole other story. We can do a whole podcast about
drugs.
Chef addiction.
Chef addiction?
Yeah, we can definitely.
That'll
work. So, okay, so Valentine's Day, terrible. New Year's Eve, another amateur night.
Oh, jeez.
That's one where you're hoping to get enough food in them that they don't crash and kill somebody on the ride home.
Yes.
Because they don't go out and drink all year and then go out and drink that
night.
Christmas.
Yay. Christmas. That's the best.
I love it. I love doing 600
Wait,
people
what
on
do
Christmas
I
get
do?
My ass kicked.
Let me tell you something. Let's weigh my options. Home with family or I get up at 6 a.m. and go cook for a bunch of fucking people who feel that Christmas tradition should be going to a restaurant.
I have worked so many Christmases now. I do not know how to be around family.
No, I don't know. I feel weird.
I feel awkward.
Yeah,
Awkward.
Again, institutionalized.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're literally prison. Like,
yeah, and you see something going on.
We bring up prison a lot. I bet we could go to prison. It just wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah, except for the raping part. But
I'm kind of pretty.
If you work mother. Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, that's your opinion.
You got eyelashes.
I'm not touching that.
Oh, my God.
I'm not. That got awkward real quick.
I don't want you to agree.
I'm not sure I feel comfortable anymore.
Not the most, I don't know.
I wonder if I can find somebody else to do this with me.
Oh, is that right?
I feel dirty all the time.
If I go to prison, I think I'm going to have a problem. In that department. Otherwise,
you can make
the daily routine of it. I'm not going to have a problem.
You can make him some nice beignets.
I'll make him some fucking beignets.
And they might.
I'll be. Yeah. What?
They might let you
go. Be nice to me? If I make everybody
they might use
beignets,
lube, okay?
Let me tell you something. If I gotta make beignets to order for an entire prison, I'll take one. Like, what, those are my options? No, fine, fuck it. Prison rape me in the corner. I don't give a fuck. I'm not making beignets from everybody.
It's just like Mother's Day.
Right? I'm used to that. Like, I know what it's like.
Well, no, my favorite part about Mother's Day is this one place where we're talking about where we both work together. On Mother's Day, we would have... We'd do this giant buffet. I mean, this thing was tremendous.
Oh, God.
And one of the things we'd always put out is this giant seafood, you know, thing.
With
it, we'd do an ice sculpture, we'd shove it out there, and then
we'd
put
a fucking tidal wave happen.
Oh, yeah, and we'd put shrimp cocktail, and we'd put oysters on the half shell.
Fucking clam.
And there's nothing like being standing out in that room, because we used to have two people that wandered the room.
Yeah,
and did nothing.
Walkie-talkies.
Yeah,
you'd
tell
yell
the kids
at me,
what we need.
By the way.
But... Well, no,
I love you guys always told me how shitty that job was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the guy on the receiving end, and you screaming with your fucking knee.
Right, but imagine
being... I gotta make it all.
Right, but imagine being in a room, 350-pound woman, screaming at me because we ran out of shrimp. Meanwhile, she's got three pounds of shrimp on one plate.
You know, that makes me happy, actually.
Oh,
yeah, that story.
Dude, that's the truth. Then,
so I'm back there with, like, you know...
I wanted to pull that...
Corky up. From fucking whatever the hell was that show.
I know.
Cook. Yeah.
I know, but dude, I wanted to look at that woman, and, you know, like from that Homer Simpson episode, and go, oh, you've been here a long time. You eat like killer whale. You go home now.
You go home now. Like, seriously. People are disgusting. It's Christmas, people. What are you yelling at me? Like,
oh,
why are we
Christmas,
yelling?
We used to do 500-600 every Christmas.
Every Christmas.
And because...
Dinner, I don't know.
Well, and okay, so like the Mother's Day we were describing, so you had to get in there at like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning because you had to help out with breakfast when breakfast got hit.
Yeah.
You had to start getting everything ready for the brunch, this giant brunch.
Oh, it's a day-long thing.
Yeah, and then after you finally get through breakfast, then brunch, then you have to go into an a la carte dinner where you're going to do another 180 there.
Yeah.
So you're going to finish that up at about, if you're lucky, 10:30.
It was off. It's fucking off.
Yeah, so you got in there at... You got in there at 6:30, and you left there at 10:30 at night.
Made me angry at my own mother. Like, you know what?
Wow, that's harsh.
Well, yeah, like, I just hated the day so much.
Oh, yeah.
My mom goes, like, you know what today is? Yeah, today is suck day. That's what today is. Yeah, happy Mother's Day, I love you. Whatever. I go back to cooking for the masses, like, pardon me. But those holidays, that's what's funny, is, like, it's this whole, you know, these people, like, stay at home and cook one night. You know what I mean? Cook yourselves Christmas dinner. Like, it's just, but that's not what happens. Like, people just, it's tradition.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. When you were a kid, did you guys ever go
out? No,
We never did.
Not once.
You know,
one time the oven broke. At my house.
The oven
broke at my house. So my mom tried to microwave the turkey for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It didn't work.
Oh, okay. So that's actually kind of like that.
So I think we got Boston Market. Like, Boston Market
that's
just
not
opened.
Bad. You know, at least
up
you,
northeast. And
you could end it up like Christmas.
It was weird. It was like grub. It was like a big giant white. It was really gross. I don't know.
Now I want to try microwaving turkey.
And that's where I started my chef career.
I bet you Rachel Ray could tell you how to microwave
Rachel Ray
a turkey.
Will microwave a fucking turkey.
Yeah, or actually she's got a whole team of people who could teach her.
I'd like to meet Rachel Ray.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
Curious about what?
If I'd find her annoying or if I'd like her. I'm serious. That's a serious thing.
Okay. Yeah, is she
I'm
naked?
Not really sure.
Is she naked when you meet her?
Huh? I don't know. We'll see how the conversation goes.
Would you find her less annoying if she was naked?
Well, I might find her twice annoying if she's naked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't want to think about Rachel Ray naked, though. That's not. It wasn't a sexual thing. I don't know. I don't know. You think of Martha Stewart naked?
Oh, those are two different ends of the
Why?
Fence.
Why?
Well, that's like saying, hey, do you think of Emeril Lagasse naked?
Once.
Really?
No, not really. Bobby Flay, I don't know why we're saying names. We probably shouldn't be doing all that.
Yeah, okay, we'll probably.
Bobby Flay, if you listen to this. You're gonna get some from me. I'm good. Not in a good way. Like I don't mean I'm gonna give it up to you. Like I mean.
So we can't really call him in for an interview.
We're not. I'll listen. If he happens to not listen to this, we're totally
happens
gonna
to not listen to it.
To not listen to this one.
Oh, okay.
Specifically, if we get Bobby Flay, yes, because the entire goal for me is to punch him in the mouth the second he sits down for the interview. That's the interview.
This is going
to
be an interesting.
We're
going
to record it.
That's going
to be the greatest podcast. Yeah, we'll title it "Adam Goes to Jail."
Yeah, Mr. Flay. Yeah.
Happily, because I got to punch Bobby Flay in the mouth.
I'm so sad.
I want to punch him in the mouth.
I'm so sad.
And he might be the greatest guy ever, but I don't know.
Do you
that.
Really think so?
He annoys me so much. Yeah, I want to punch him right in the
what
mouth.
What makes you think? I'd rather,
what,
like,
that he might be a nice guy? I think that's far stretched that he might be.
Spiky haired dude.
Guy Freed Mantle Dog. I don't know. It's Guy something.
Yeah, no, I like him better than I like Bobby Flay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I could probably have a beer with that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, be all right.
I could get
Bobby Flay's getting punched.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, second just, I see him. I don't know why.
What's the other guy, the English guy? I like that guy, too. I could go have a beer with him. Gordon Ramsay, that guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a beer with Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah,
he can sit here with us.
Yeah, and I hang out with him.
Bobby Flay's getting beat up.
I think Gordon Ramsay would like to punch Bobby
Flay. That is not a threat, just in case. Hey, we really need a lawyer. We should take that more seriously than well, we...
You should.
We glazed over that. I think we really should.
You should. I wasn't talking about punching Bobby Flay in the mouth.
Well, yeah. He deserves it.
I'm saying I find him annoying. I don't think you can you be sued for saying you find someone annoying?
No. But what I mean saying I'm gonna punch him, I'm gonna beat him up if I see him. Yes, that's I can get sued. That's threatening somebody.
Yeah, we've gotten way off of Valentine's Day and everything.
Yeah, well that's what happens. It makes us mad. At least holidays, they make you mad.
Oh, they're terrible.
Well it's just, you know. And you try to think, I mean, like New Year's Eve. That's your night to like pull out all the stops. You're gonna cook food as good as you can.
But wait.
What?
New Year's Eve, you go, another amateur night.
No, well, you put yes
10,
and no.
You put tenderloin on the menu because if you put something on there that people haven't heard of.
Right.
They're not going to order it, and they just order the beef anyway. But one of my favorite stories is, well, a friend of ours had one of his waitstaff come to him during service on Mother's Day, this past Mother's Day, and say,
oh,
hey, listen, I got to go home because my ass is bleeding.
My ass is bleeding. Not... figuratively.
No, actually my...
It's actually happening.
My ass is bleeding.
And the answer was?
I don't remember exactly. What was it? It was...
Not my problem.
Yeah, not my problem.
Not my problem. Yeah, it's Mother's Day.
Yeah, go get some toilet paper.
Not my problem.
Build yourself a better tampon.
There's a tampon. On the floor. Put it up your butt. Continue serving.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's reality. That's what it's like.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like fucking, you know, it's like a field medic out there. Like, he had to go say that. Like, imagine having to go say that to somebody.
Well, no, but here's the
hey,
thing.
Hey, here's something I need to tell you.
No, but here's the thing.
My actual ass is
bleeding.
There's blood coming out of it. And I feel I should go to the hospital.
No, but
and
your
answer was, that's not my problem.
You can't.
Fix it.
Can, yeah.
Get back to work.
Happen.
And he continued it, and he did.
Oh, yeah.
He worked.
Well, no, but
he's a good guy.
Well, that's the thing.
But,
you know, could you imagine,
that's a terrible night.
Can you imagine somebody who works in an office at, like, IBM?
Right.
You know.
Right.
They're listening to this going, oh, God.
Middle of a conference call. Listen.
Yeah.
I got to step away. Yeah. My ass is bleeding. And everyone going, that's not our problem.
Yeah, exactly. That's.
I would imagine you wouldn't have to even voice that. You just stand up and be like, look, things. Well, and then just go.
Well, no, that's the things you hear in the kitchen. Like, one of my favorite quotes ever came on Christmas. It wasn't Bumble's Bounce or Rudolph Can't Play with the Other Reindeer. It was, John, it's Christmas. Don't make me call you an asshole.
That's just the greatest. It's true.
Yeah.
It's Christmas. Don't even call you an asshole.
Yeah. And
why? I came in one. It wasn't Christmas. I think it was Thanksgiving. Which another? Oh, that's another one.
Oh.
We didn't even talk about that.
And that used to be my favorite.
Oh God.
Football and food.
Yeah. You're deboning 30 pound birds. Yeah. That it's not fun anymore. Well, sucks.
Dude, I did that for.
Yeah, for years.
Oh, God, yeah. Way too long.
Yeah. Anyway. But it's so, it was Thanksgiving, and we had hams. We had about 10 hams.
Oh, yeah, you don't even have to go any further.
Yeah, I walked in. It was first thing. It was like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, our two hacks.
Huh?
Our two hacks.
Yeah,
in the back.
My buddy.
Yep.
I come in, and I was, so why is every single ham black? The oven.
It's the oven's fault.
You cooked them in four different ovens. Yeah. Right.
It's the oven's fault.
Yeah. So all four ovens,
I hate those ovens
simultaneously went shitty.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the hams. Really? That's amazing. I find that amazing. What do you want to do? I want you to fix them. Fix them. This dude was scraping off burnt pieces.
Oh, no, I remember that.
Because he put a glaze on them. Now, I'm not saying we served something that was terrible.
No. They cut ice.
It was
I went back there, and they had cut all that off. But when I walked around the corner...
Yeah.
And saw that.
Yeah, all of them.
I just had to turn around and walk away because
the
like,
oven.
Oh.
The oven. Oh. But it was four different ovens on two different lines. Yeah. That was my. Yeah. Right. Okie doke.
No.
Gas line fucked up. Oh, like, what do you want?
No, here's a good one. Thanksgiving, the same place. It's way before you ever worked there, right? There was this girl working there. Okay, and one of the guys we talked about, you know, one of the big guys that worked in the back in banquets, been there for like 100 years.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So we had these steamer where you could just unclip it.
Oh, yeah. Steamer's a big deal.
So this is, you know, it's Thanksgiving morning. And this girl's walking along with a tray of something going to get there. And this guy,
he flicked
it open, swung it open, and hit her right in the face.
Oh, jeez.
And it knocked her out cold.
No, shit.
So we had to call an ambulance.
Oh, my God.
And so,
that's good
and
stuff.
So, you know, we look over it, and there's this guy, right? So he's, like, all upset, worried about it. You
know, he knocked somebody out.
But he just hit
her. Hey, wait, I got to say, did she stay behind you?
She wasn't behind him. She was walking along. He wasn't paying attention. He just whipped this thing into her head.
Wow, all right.
Okay, so she's on the ground, and then next thing I know,
like, make some noise.
We come around the corner, me and this guy Julian, and he's got this girl's head. He's, like, wobbling it around, like, you know, she hit the floor. We have no idea. She had a spine injury. And he's like, hey, wake up.
Hey, wake up.
Like, she's a bobblehead doll.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, dude, stop. Just put her down. Leave her alone.
Wow.
Yeah, we had to call an ambulance, get her taken to the hospital.
And what holiday was this?
This was Thanksgiving.
Wow.
This was Thanksgiving. This was my first Thanksgiving there.
Oh, hey. Welcome to work.
Yeah. This is my first Thanksgiving.
Beat up the people are going to go down.
Beat up. Just,
I thought field medic.
Yeah.
Bring it again.
Just knocked around cold.
Bleeding asses and getting knocked out. Like, it's awful. It's awful.
Oh, see, we need to do a reality show that's like that. Culinary news.
Culinary news this week. Yes.
Yeah. This time on Culinary News is a prison in Britain, in Cardiff, was named the number one restaurant.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Out of like 900 and some other restaurants in Cardiff.
That's good stuff.
It's all run by inmates.
Well, yeah.
Wait, here's the best part.
What?
The name of the restaurant
is
The Clink.
Yes, it is.
And it's all, now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and for anybody industry, anybody in the industry.
I want to fucking work there.
You pretty much have if you think about it.
I've worked a lot. I've worked in kitchens where everybody was either on parole, probation, or fucking house arrest or some shit. Like,
right.
I don't fucking
know. How many guys have you worked with that had a teardrop tattoo?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I killed somebody.
Yeah. I've stayed out of prison.
In the freezer.
Listen, I have stayed out of prison for fear because of the stories of guys I've worked with.
Exactly.
About prison.
Exactly.
And they weren't like, hey, I heard this. It's like, yeah, it's one time in prison.
But think about that. What great
That's
recognition.
Fucking
good. And you know what? These guys, it's like, you know, I mean, hey, it's like training at the Cordon Bleu, you know? So I think people here should, instead of going to France and go to the Cordon Bleu, they should try and go to prison in Cardiff.
And
you know, they could come out really, you know, they'll be tough.
You learn mass production, anyhow.
Yeah, you learn a lot.
Limited ingredients, I would assume.
Yep, how to protect yourself in the shower.
You're right.
You know, I mean, there's a lot.
I think,
there's a lot of things in there you may
protect
learn.
Yourself in the shower. I don't know if you learn that in the kitchen, but like.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't shower with dudes I work with.
It may open horizons for some.
You're sweet like that.
Yeah, you know, so that works. I think
that's amazing, though. Like, seriously.
Yeah, so.
Well, I mean. That's actually really impressive.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I mean, those guys are working hard.
They have no choice. You know what? I mean, I would love. I want to go there and eat.
I would 100% go there and eat.
You know, if I was in Cardiff, 100%. And to anybody listening, if you're in Cardiff, go eat and let us know how it was.
Yeah, because no shit. Like, those guys got to be taking some pride about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, you're in a life sentence.
Yeah.
Life sentence.
Yeah. You probably have nothing to do all day long, but think about your next
about
menu.
Food. Like, why not? Yeah. Right. Seriously.
So, okay. So, what we're going to do here in this episode is we've created an email address where we're that technology.
Yeah, we're like.
We've
decided we're important now.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. So, the email address is behindthegrillwithus@gmail.com.
We'll say it again. Behindthegrillwithus@gmail.com.
Exactly.
And here's what we wanted to see from you guys, okay? What we want is pictures of dumpsters.
Of your dumpster.
Of your favorite dumpster.
Yes.
Now, we have to explain what the hell that means.
Okay.
Because that's a random fucking statement.
Okay. Now, for me, like, if I ever write a book about what I've done in my career, and I've been doing it a long time, it's going to be called Dumpster Diaries.
Yes. Because as a cook, when you finally get the fuck out of the kitchen for 5 seconds, usually where you go to have a break, smoke break, take a fresher breath, you know.
Or you're really angry and need to kill
something. Angry, you know, you want to yell at some stuff and throw some things. Or just, you know, take a quick pee. I've done it. I'm not going to lie about it.
God, you know, you're never going to get hired after people listen to this.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
That's kind of the point, I hope. Anyway.
Nobody's going to hire you.
Yeah, I don't. Well, that's fine.
I can't believe they've hired you.
Anyway.
Already, but anyway.
It's, you are staring at a dumpster.
Yes.
Every job you've ever had in a kitchen has a different dumpster view. you are looking at a different dumpster.
Always.
And every time we get a new job, especially ourselves, every time we've got a new job since we've known each other, we call each other and say, hey, I got a new dumpster.
Oh, I've sent you pictures of the
pictures,
dumpsters.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay, here's my new dumpster view.
Yep.
So we want to see your dumpster views. Yep. And
if you can do something innovative with your dumpster picture,
right.
You know.
By the way, I don't want to see naked asses.
No.
Well, dudes.
No nudity. But if you've got a picture of you crying in front of your dumpster,
yeah,
that's acceptable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we've all done that.
Don't stab a guy, because we didn't condone that.
Okay, so now, here's the deal. Whoever sends us the best picture, we're going to post them on Facebook. And whichever one gets the most likes, we're going to send that person a Behind the Grill t-shirt with the logo and the name and everything.
Amazing,
on it.
Right?
Yeah.
Worth thousands of dollars, yeah, from what I understand.
And again, that is
thousands.
Behind the Grill with us at gmail.com.
That's right. And we will pick a winner and you will get a t-shirt.
Yes, we promise there will be. And not only that, also.
And if you're a fat bastard, we'll get a quadruple X large. If you're some skinny fucking weirdo, we'll get you an extra small.
So now we've excluded two groups of people from our listening.
No,
group.
I anyway, just fucking said, I'll get you, I'll hook you up.
Yeah, thanks, that's nice.
What?
That's nice. That's
if you're
really
a fat
nice.
Bastard, listen to this. God. That's not my fault. Like, I didn't make you a
there
fat
are,
bastard.
You know, jeez.
What?
Someone of these guys is going to find you someday.
To find me,
yeah.
Email me at
go ahead.
Right. Email me at behindthegrillwithus@gmail.com.
Okay.
And you can send me hate letters.
Yes, and well, no, and also
I'm gonna send you pretty pictures of ponies. Every I'm not, that's not a lie.
Oh God, that's horrible. But anyway, completely lost my thought. But anyway, okay.
Because you're picturing ponies.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I was thinking, but we'll go with ponies. That's good. And also, so feel free to email us with any suggestions, something you'd like to hear us talk about,
right,
something you don't want us to talk about, or stories that you have that, you know, something that has happened to you in the kitchen and you thought was great, funny, horrible, tragic.
Because if anything, we're our brotherhood of filthy, dirty fucking cooks.
Exactly.
So why not band together?
Yep. So again, that's behindthegrillwithus@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
This is our outro.
Okay.
This was this was recorded in Paraguay, December 20th, 2030.
Okay, that works. I like that. Okay. That's simple.
How's that?
Easy.
Right?
Yes. Paraguay.
We have outro to the future.
Yes.
And or this was a really long episode. One of those two things.
Well, I hope it's not that long.
We just edited it down. We shouldn't be. That's a long time from now.
Yeah, 2030.
Doing this.
Okay.
We're sitting on a beach getting drunk.